USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Obama campaigned in Atlanta Thursday for Senator Raphael Warnock. Warnock told a crowd that they had to go out and do it one more time. Gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams also counted on President Obama to get elected. She lost as Governor Brian Kemp was reelected. Warnock is facing a strong challenge from Republican Herschel Walker. The runoff election is scheduled for December 6th. France's President Macron has been in Washington for a couple of days. It's his second visit to the United States since taking office in 2017. At a fireside chat, the French leader describes what is in his talks with President Biden.
We have to synchronize our action on this issue, and it will be an important topic of discussion. Beyond that, we will discuss climate change and biodiversity and the common actions in this field, health, and a lot of global topics where our alliance is so critical.
National defense money keeps getting pushed back with little time to react. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau reports.
Congress has a few weeks left before the end of the session, and they still need to pass the National Defense Authorization Act, among other legislation. Pentagon Press Secretary Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder is weighing in on whether or not it will get passed.
We are hopeful that Congress can pass the NDAA before the end of the year.
Republicans are threatening to hold up the National Defense Authorization Act in Congress unless the COVID vaccine mandate is lifted. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The U.S. Army awarded Raytheon Missiles and Defense a contract worth roughly $1.2 billion. The deal is for them to deliver six National Advanced Surface-to-Air Missile System batteries for Ukraine. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep. Even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
As President Biden remains silent on the Chinese people's protests against the authoritarian regime and crackdown, Representative Dusty Johnson, a Republican from South Dakota, says Biden should do more as the leader of the free world.
What these Chinese protesters are doing is absolutely incredible. But in the authoritarian regime of the Chinese Communist Party under Xi Jinping, people who protest are taking their lives. They are putting them at risk. It is a remarkable show of people who want freedom, who want basic human dignity and liberty. And I wish that the president would step up and laud them for these unbelievable activities.
Two-time Cy Young Award winner and Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Gaylord Perry died Thursday morning of natural causes at his home in Gaffney, South Carolina. He was 84 years old. Gaylord Perry on CBS 8 San Diego in 1978.
I do start getting in a frame of mind about my game maybe a day ahead of my scheduled day of pitching. I do want to win, and I want to do well. And at my age, I have to do well to stay around.
On day 16, Orion has left its distant lunar orbit and is on its return journey home. The spacecraft successfully completed the distant retrograde departure burn, firing its main engine for 1 minute and 45 seconds to set the spacecraft on course for a close lunar flyby and then slingshotting it for the return home. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.